If I were Steven Spielberg and I had a few million dollars, I could create a 2-hour movie that would dramatically draw the contrasts between the scriptures we heard last week and the scriptures that we hear today. I am not Steven Spielberg. I do not have a few million dollars. And I doubt that you'd be willing to give me 2 hours. So I'll do my best. I think the real power of these scriptures comes from drawing a contrast to what we heard last week. Last week in the first reading in the book of the prophet Nehemiah, we hear how Nehemiah and the entire community recommits themselves as a community to following the commandments and the law of God. But in this week's gospel, we hear how the prophet Jeremiah looks at the personal nature of his relationship with God and his commitment to follow his commandments and his laws. Last week in Paul's letter, we hear him speak of the real differences between us. We hear him speak of the gifts and talents that each one of us has and how those talents are not equally distributed. He speaks clearly of the reality of an order and a hierarchy in our world and in our church. This week, Paul speaks of that one gift from God that all of us share equally, and that is the gift of love. There is not a single one of us in this church, in this community, or in this world who has more love for them from God than any other. That love that we get from God needs to be the impetus for all things that we do. Because if we do whatever we do without love, it's completely ineffective. How easy it is for us to get caught up in jealousy and envy and frustration because we're not the one who's in charge. We're not the one with the biggest car. We're not the one who's the brightest. We're not the one who's climbing the corporate ladder. And yet, Paul says all of those things need to be done through love, because if they're not done through love, we are but clashing cymbals. So we need to enter into our prayer, hoping for and longing for, recognizing the reality of how much God loves each of us. And if we accept that love and turn that love into ourselves so that it motivates us in everything that we do, it won't matter if we're in charge. It won't matter if we're recognized. It won't matter if we're compensated. The last contrast comes in the Gospels. Last week, everyone was waiting in anticipation to hear the words of this great man, Jesus. This week, when he speaks his words, they become infuriated. So blinded by their anger and their fury that Jesus is easily passed through their midst. They get so caught up in themselves and their own jealousy and envy that they can't recognize Jesus in their midst. How do we recognize Jesus in our midst? The reality is, Jesus extended that love to us in our baptism. our parents or ourselves said yes to receiving that gift of love from God that is so freely offered. And yet, how easy it is for us to forget that. I'd like to invite all of you to please stand. Please repeat after me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Because He has anointed me.
Because He has anointed me.
To bring glad tidings to the poor.
To bring glad tidings to the poor.
He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives.
He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives.
And recovery of sight to the blind.
And recovery of sight to the blind.
To let the oppressed go free.
To let the oppressed go free.
And to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord.
And to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord.
Please be seated. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.